Coffee Mambo Jumbo is trying a bean today that, yes, I've had before because it is the Yirga Chefe from Ethiopia. One of my favorite beans, actually. However, this particular Yirga Chefe, no idea where exactly it's coming from. It's been roasted by Fürt Café in Vienna. He's had a colleague of his just give him some green beans with no additional information on it at all. And because he knows that Coffee Mambo Jumbo loves a Yirga Chefe, this one came my way, roasted on April the 13th, of course, 10 days ago, because we are April the 23rd today. And so I wonder, are we in for a good surprise or a bad surprise? Well, I've got here on table two my trusted fellow coffee connoisseur. She loves a latte, but a latte was a twist because she has no dairy. She has a concoction of, what did you give me today? You gave me some soya and some?
Coconut milk today.
Coconut and soya. It was almost as if we had fairy liquid in there. That's as many bubbles as I got out of. But I still managed a little apple on top as a latte art. So what's your verdict on this Yirga Chefe, which is a bit of an unknown quantity?
Definitely no soap, I'm glad
okay,
to say.
Yes.
It's actually lovely. I have been without coffee for about 2 weeks now, so it's great to come back to. It's not a rich dark flavour, but what you do get has a kick of some sort. It's certainly not bland by any means. It's great to be tasting coffee again.
All right. But when I was still kind of cleaning up Roquette, which is the R58 rocket machine, I just call it Roquette. You know, you need to give little nicknames to your trusted machines. You were just saying, without knowing that you're going to be on air very soon, you said, very pleasant.
I did.
Doesn't give you a kick, but very pleasant.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you know me, I'm not that one who likes that real heavy kick. Uh-huh. So for me, this is perfect.
Good, good. So nice, easy way back into caffeine?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Great. Okay, so of course this is a single origin. Thank you, Table 2. And, well, I'm going to have a go myself. I made a flat white for myself. And, well, my latte art was a bit faint. Because, the milk didn't frost. Funnily enough, mine didn't frost as much as yours. Nevertheless, let's go in for a sip. Oh, yes, I mean, it is, as you say, it's pleasant. No, I don't choke on it. It's just, I had a big, big gulp of it. What can I say? I do recognize kind of the Yirga Chefe at the very end. The pour itself was actually very thick and rich. I will say, being very critical, the pour was a touch too fast, but it's a thick and rich kind of consistency it gave me in 6 seconds, it gave me kind of 35 gram fluid, so a bit too much really for parameters that one should keep things at to kind of, well, if I say should, it all depends on the taste and the palate at the end of the day, but there was a lot of a lot of fluid in there for the cup and for what I wanted to do, but it is very pleasant. I will say that. Let me just go for another sip. Well, it's easy drinking. At the end, I would say, I don't want to kind of always kind of compare to cocoa and chocolate and all this, but at the end, I do get kind of a darker chocolate, kind of even a bit of a dryness at the very end. But I've got far less milk than Table 2 has, and I think I need to perfect my extraction just a little more, but that'll be for tomorrow. Anyway, Coffee Mambo Jumbo, always like a Yirga Chefe. This is no exception. But we'd like to know where it's really from.